So hello everybody again, and welcome to this Phosphorgy session. Our next speaker is not this one because the schedule has changed a bit according to my paperwork. The next speaker is Jeannie Park. I don't know if I am pronouncing it correctly. Jeannie Park with establishment of integrated disaster response system through the analysis of disaster response work. So welcome.
Hello, I'm Jeannie Park of National Disaster Management Research Institute. I will present under the subject of establishment of integrated disaster response system through the analysis of disaster response work. The NDMI is short name, the National Disaster Management Research Institute, is from Korea. I work at is a government research institute that study how to predict disaster and reduce damage. So today's presentation is about the result of establishing a web-based disaster information system and applying it to work in the event of typhoon. So I think it would be nice to hear that Korea is conducting a map-based disaster situation management like this way. Content is organized as shown on the screen. The most occurring type of natural disaster in Korea is typhoon. Typhoon usually occur in summer and fall, and on average, more than three typhoons will have a direct and indirect impact on Korea. The areas where were damaged mainly are in the low right-hand corner of Korea, marked in red on the screen, and damage caused by typhoon occurs every year, but area where damage is caused have not been reduced. So we need to think about the same system of monitoring with disaster in the event of them. The main problem mentioned after typhoon each year is that the government's ability to respond is poor. In Korea, in preparation of disasters, each government agency designates and operates a response organization. However, the process is disaster from occurring and recovery is not being carried out properly. As an example, the damage caused by Typhoon Chaba in 2016 is yet to be fully recovered. Reviews should be carried out by reason of the cost of the on the cost of damage, but they are not. So the scale of the damage has not been reduced. The system is established and operated to respond with typhoon situation in different regions. But a smooth communication system between workers is rarely established. In this study, we built a situation board to monitoring at the disaster based on web. There are three main types of study. First, among the numerous existing information scattered across government agency, the information needed to respond to disaster situation was classified. The method of linking classified information within the system was applied with consideration. Second, the system applied the work procedure for conducting situation response in Korea in the event of disaster. Third, in the event of the typhoon, the system built in this study was applied and improvement measure of the system were also derived. Before we release the study, let me explain about Korea's disaster management system first. In Korea, government agencies that deal with a situation and conduct interim judgment in the event of disaster are not allowed to do so. We've made it regularly designated agency have been allowed to perform their duties without distinction between normal times and when a disaster occurs. We also manage the information I need for situation response and the information procedure. In addition, the organization has established and operated a system where information and work can be shared with local governments through a central meeting in the event of a disaster. However, the task and information shared through the central meeting are difficult to each local government to utilize. Constant instructions that do not take into account regional characteristics, do not provide accurate information delivery, and situational judgment. In Korea, there are many manuals that for responding tasks and information by type of disaster. From small city to big cities, there is a process of collecting and disseminating information. Information that matters to each other is different. The smallest cities want detailed information to repair the damage. The largest city wants statistical information counting the number of small cities affected. This is the conclusion reached through interview with local government official in charge of disaster response. There are many other problems, but in this study, the agency that oversee the simulation in the event of a disaster is using information that is not clear in reality when it carry out disaster on the damage. The difference in thinking about one disaster and the existence of information difference is delaying the response of the situation. Among them, the study focuses on reducing the difference in information built in the time of disaster. Based on the result of the investigation into the problem described earlier, the SVB system built in this study was constructed as to what format the task should be capable of in the event of the typhoon. In Korea, the typhoon situation is divided into four steps to respond with the situation. Information used at each step was organized based on the result of a manual and interview with the person in response work. The major tasks were focused on preparation and response steps. And it was important to share weather and damage information. In addition, this system was organized so that information collected in real time and damage information could be monitored simultaneously and for daily reporting to higher authorities in the event of disaster. This system called SBB, built in this study, it is representative research result of the NDMI. The development began in 2015 and has become a system currently used by government agencies. It is a system specialized for monitoring typhoon, earthquake, and heavy rain among these disaster types. It also provides an environment where research results performed by researchers can be tested on a map. There are three main features of the SBB: collecting, displaying, and sharing information. Collecting is collect and analyze information produced by each institution. For example, the alarm information is provided by analyzing meteorological information, CCTV, and weather special observed in real time. Displaying, it helps all workers to interpret the disaster situation, real-time information, and information that system users have can be shown on the one map to interpret the disaster equally. Sharing is a web-based system that can disseminate and sharing common information or to all workers. There are three functions that are most utilized in managing disaster situation in the SBB system, and that are helpful to response. First, we use a lot of information that express text information in the system based on location. Through this process, weather and accident information will be provided at the same time. Alarm information is provided in areas where danger is expected. And opinion can be shared within workers in the area are so utilized. Second, information held by region is uploaded to the system and monitored in real time with observed information is real time. This makes it easy to share information with areas and neighborhoods where risk is expected. Third, it is a function to compare past and present. This function takes into account the continuing weakness of many disaster areas in the past, given the pattern of natural disaster in Korea. This helps improve disaster management for periodically vulnerable areas. You can also estimate the disaster damage compared to the past in terms of the size and shape of the current disaster. In Korea, there are manuals that for responding tasks and information by type of disaster. Using the SBB system, we conduct a disaster response based on the typhoon that occurred this summer. In fact, training and training of local personnel was carried out prior to the situation response. The SBB system is a web-based system that is managed by issuing user accounts. The information provided in relation to the typhoon in SBB is shown on the screen in the video. This video doesn't work. This file is PDF, sorry. And so, well, for example, information is past typhoon pass or damage information, weather information, survey report, etc. The system was allowed to be accessed through the web to facilitate coordination of opinion between investigator on the site, those who analyze the situation in the office, and those who judge the situation. The result of typhoon situation management using SBB were able to derive their own results. The local residents were evacuated by providing alarm information in areas where flooding is expected. And the actual damage scale was calculated through sharing of field survey reports, etc. Also, if the government had previously devoted time to collecting and integrated information, it could now spend the time on how to respond to the situation and how to aggregate the damage. We will study how we can improve our disaster response capabilities in the future and complement the SBB system. And I will finish the presentation. Thank you for your attention.
So thank you, Jinji. And now we have some time for questions. Come on, making a question is free, you know? Really? Well, if there are no questions then, thank you so much, Jinji, for coming to Phosphor G.